Hey everybody, welcome back to the Moscow Mules. Not Moscow this week, I'm on my travels again, but Augie's back in base camp in FSB headquarters, underground, just crawled out of his fridge. He'll be here with the numbers. Where are we going to start this week? There's only one game in town. The complete show meltdown between the big Don and Elon. We kind of thought it was going to come, two big egos, you know. And like many of the big romances, Brad and Angelina, Richard Burton and Liz Taylor, it was going to hit Phil, right? And it has done. But it wasn't always that way, right, Augie? It was a beautiful friendship, and it seemed that there'd been a managed exit. Everything was rosy in the garden, but it didn't turn out to be quite as sweet as it seems. Run the video, Augie. Oh, yeah. This is retarded. Yeah, it's so fake because you can feel the tension. You can feel the tension in your bones watching this. Yeah. I don't know. Look, the body language, it's a bit... I don't think he's happy.
What was his right eye cheek? Like
he has a bruised eye. He has a bruise in his eye, like someone beat the shit out of him. The CIA called over and said, listen, motherfucker, you're done. It's over. It all looks a bit dodgy. And anyway, here's something I always thought was quite strange about the key thing. When you give somebody a key that doesn't open any locks, that's not a key at all, right, Augie? That's a kind of a signal. Here's a key which pretends you got a key to the White House, but actually means here's a key that opens nothing. Get the fuck out of here. You're done, ass. There's only room for one big ego in the White House, and it's the big Don. Mm-hmm. But like we say, all was not well in the garden. And it turned pretty quickly. You could say it turned 180 degrees. Yeah, guess what? That's what Speaker Johnson said. And it seems people started to take their sides. Who's camp are you in? Trump, Elon, and a big split the size of the San Andreas Fault opened up in the Republican Party. Oh yeah, MAGA, how are you? Run the video, Augie.
I talk to President Trump, you know, all the time, multiple times a day. obviously, we've talked about this.
All the bloody language around this is so interesting. They're all so nervous. They're so obviously talking.
Look, I don't know what happened.
I talk about like Macron when he got slapped by Bridget last week. Look, everything is fine. Everything is absolutely fine. It's just a joke. It's Russian disinformation. I wonder how long it's going to take, Augie, before this all becomes Russian disinformation too, that the Russians were behind Elon's black eye and the whole show. But, Augie, you've been digging around in the dustbins outside the White House, and it seems that Elon may not have actually done as well as he wanted to do anyway from the start. Give us a few numbers there.
It does look like Musk didn't really achieve much, Che. He came into government promising cut $2 trillion from the federal budget. But he left last week, and he managed to cut only half of 1% of total spending.
Wow. And what's the national debt right now? It's got to be 37, 38 trillion. And it's like ramping up at like a couple of $100 million a minute or something. It's an absolutely insane debt time bomb.
Actually, you're going to get even crazier, Che, because this big and beautiful bill that Trump and Musk got in a fight over, it could add $2.4 trillion to $5 trillion to the nation's total debt, which is going to be right now $36.2 trillion. And if Trump's bill goes through, it's going to be $40 trillion. So I'm not seeing any cuts here.
And these are kind of just numbers, right? People don't realize that this is real money that can build schools, hospitals, you know, bridges. Hello, Sleepy Joe. A bit of infrastructure. This is real money. And guess who the Americans actually owe most of their money to? This is going to surprise a lot of our American viewers. The Americans owe most of their money to the Chinese. Hello? Yes, the Chinese, who America wants to build a big trade war with, seemingly, are basically funding the American national debt along with the Japanese. And guess who else? The Irish. The Americans owe the Irish a couple of $100 billion or something. It's absolutely insane. And the money just keeps ramping up. And the big, beautiful bill is going to completely screw the pooch. Right, Augie?
Yes. So it's no surprise that Trump has been started getting new nicknames, doesn't he?
Uh-huh. Run the video.
Mr. President, Wall Street analysts have coined a new term called the taco trade. They're saying Trump always chickens out on new tariff threats, and that's why markets are higher.
Taco trader.
What's your response to that?
I kick out.
Chicken.
What? What did you say?
I don't know
what that means.
You mean because I reduced China from 145% that China. I set down to 100 and then down to another number.
It's
and
a theater. It's a
I
joke.
I said you have to open up your whole country.
Open up your home. Open up your home.
I gave the European Union
open your
a 50%
home to me. I swear to God, it's going to be the best trade deficit ever. I swear to God.
And they called up and they said, please, let's meet right now. Please, let's meet right now. And I said, okay, I'll give you till June 9.
Till June 9? Is he getting a bit of Bidenitis there, Augie? I'll give you till June 9. What was that?
He's just old, Che. I'm sorry, our dear viewers.
So all that might be true. The big Don, Augie, might be a bit sideways, you know, but he's got to run the country, right? Elon isn't an elected politician. He's an advisor. But, Augie, would I be correct in suggesting that old Elon, poor old Elon with the black eye and the big useless golden key that doesn't open any doors, would I be correct in suggesting that he makes a massive, massive uber ton of cash from the United States government, and he has absolutely no problem with that debt that he's always complained about, actually funding those huge contracts, really? I mean, is that fair, Augie?
Absolutely fair, Che. This is the same everywhere. Musk and his business partners have received at least $38 billion in government contracts, loans, subsidies, and tax credits for his SpaceX and Tesla companies. That's just American taxpayer money he got from the U.S.
Wow, wow. And you got to say to yourself this as well. You guys at home, you know, this is the richest man on earth, right, Oggs? This is the richest man on earth. Very intelligent man, obviously. You know, he builds spaceships, cars that drive around on their own, and knows what else he's going to do. 10,000 android robots to do the washing up at home. A guy like that, did he seriously think that getting into bed, well, not literally, well, you never know these days, with Donald Trump was going to end in roses and, you know, happiness and slaps on the back? Did he really believe that there was room in the Oval Office with Donald Trump, a man who's renowned for wanting to be the alpha male, for this to turn into anything but a show? Maybe, actually, they should introduce a sort of a tap-and-go system into the White House and give Elon a giant key that you tap against the door as you walk in, because the key ain't going to open. God, it's a message. So while the tech genius exits stage left from the White House with the key that doesn't open any locks, talking about open locks, it seems technology has actually arrived in the United States. And they finally have a tap-and-go system on the metro. And people are getting actually excited about this. This has been in Russia for 10 years and in many cities in Europe. But the Yanks have now got a touch-and-go system on the metro. Now, remember not so long ago on the Mules, we ran a little section on the Americans saying that they had the technology. I think it was to stop space and time, right, Augie? Some like this. Some retarded dude smoked too much cannabis in his garden and came in and typed something into one of the chat rooms. We have the technology to stop space and time. Only in your brain, brother, because you've only just really worked out how to tap the card to get onto the metro. Oh, Jesus. Run the video, Augie.
Well, but now credit cards, let's give it a test here for the first time ever. You can just go and tap it directly. And it says tap again on live television, but I swear I got it to work earlier. This is what you can now do.
Great. You pleat it. And before we play this next little piece, I can already hear the naphotards and the Westoids online saying, well, we don't really need a public transport system. It's only for you peasants in Russia that everybody has to get on the metro because no one can afford a car. They had to eat their horses that used to pull their carts in the villages. No, wrong, bro. Augie?
Absolutely. You naphotard morons. According to the latest report by the American U.S. Department of Transportation, at least a third of the nation is using metro, buses, and other public transportation system. That is at least 100 million people who are not using your precious cars, and they forced to use this we're going to show you next.
Exactly. And you know what? What else is interesting? You know, we here in the Moscow Mules, we do have a thing about public transport. We're a bit geeky. We like watching videos of rats carrying pizzas downstairs, of people doing the types of shit they shouldn't do in the metro. And there's lots of that going on in America. Why don't we remind you? Run the video, Augie. I'm coming through, through. Better put respect up on my name. I'm coming through, through. Looking at the king, I got this gang for my crew. I know they couldn't stop us switching lanes in my coupe. Under praise, we ain't phased, we the truth. Coming through, through.
Better put respect up on my name. I'm coming through.
Looking at the king, I got this gang for my crew. I know they couldn't stop us switching lanes in my coupe. Under praise, we ain't phased, we the truth. Know they out here praying on my downfall, but I got this cane. I ain't slipping when I'm round, y'all. I've been through some things, but keep it moving like a ground ball. They be switching up, I seen it all like it's Groundhog Day. They say you be lonely at the top,
Hello.
I don't know the meaning, cause my squad.
Is this a thing now?
I think we should go, I think we need to go to New York to verify these reports. And don't take our word for it. As usual, we always like to have another source. And we do. An Italian blogger who decided to go down onto the Moscow metro, which is probably renowned for being the most punctual and cleanest and safest metro systems in the world. That's one of the biggest. I think they've got nearly 300 stations now. Yeah, that's absolutely unreal. You got to try it out. Run the video, Augie. There we go.
You see what he's doing, right? He's on purpose trying to get
robbed.
His phone stolen.
Yeah, he's trying to get robbed. Yeah, nobody will steal his. It's kind of remarkable place. Remarkable. If he did that in the DC Metro, he could die, bro. So we've taken our little geeky excursion underground onto the metros. You know, we just love that. And we're going to go back up the escalator and we're going to land in the garden of the White House. And look, let's get this straight. We're not happy here about this rift, are we, Yogi? We liked the idea of the big Don and Elon. We thought it was a really cool get together. We thought they were going to produce some really interesting results, and we really wished they had. And you know what? The reason we're sad to see this trouble in paradise is for a reason. And that's because it allows the globalists, neocon war hawks, to wiggle their way, squirm their way, slither their way back into influence. And which war hawk slithering piece of human detritus with two legs and a face like a rat's ass is the person we're talking about most? It's got to be our favorite, the not gay, the absolutely, clearly, and certainly not homosexual, Lindsey Graham. Run the video, Augie.
I want to get the medical supply chain back in the United States, and I want to stop canceling some debt that we owe to China, because they should be paying us, not us paying China. So I think you're going to see a bipartisan pushback against China to punish them so severely to deter them in the future.
Cancel the debt to Chinese. $600 billion just out of the window.
There's so much wrong and stupid with what Graham is saying, right? First of all, in international law, you can't just cancel the debt because you don't want to give the money back, right? It's like they've already stolen, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars worth of Russian assets, and the Europeans don't know what to do. Imagine if there was any remote legal way that they could steal that money on Russia, it would have been done a long time ago. Lindsey Graham is displaying yet again his absoluteness as a politician, as a commentator, and somebody that has any semblance of an ability to understand what's actually going on with the economy. But anyway, it doesn't really matter, because all he wants to do is hear the sound of his own voice. I'm surprised he's not in Kiev again. I think he lives there. What about that old hotel bill, Lindsay? How's that coming along? Mm-hmm. So going back a bit, you know, just before our train ride, we were talking about China and Chinese debt. And who actually owns this vast debt? Augie, you've dug up the numbers. What's the actual numbers on what China is owed by the United States? What Mr. Graham is suggesting they basically steal on Beijing?
So Graham actually thinks that America should cancel $759 billion in U.S. debt that they owe to Chinese. Who's going to buy their bonds after this?
Yeah. And here, let's not forget, almost anything. If you're in the United States right now, reach out and hand and touch something, okay? Not your neighbor's wife if you're sitting having a barbecue. But, you know, whatever, the chair she's sitting on, whatever you're watching this show on, whatever device, your earphones, your headphones, I'd say a significant chunk of whatever you own in your home in 2025 is made in China or made from materials that actually come from China. And the Chinese know this. They know that America is going to completely screw itself, not China, if it tries to cancel debt. But then again, the Chinese have a very strange sense of humor. And they also have a kind of an obsession with America. They like America. They like Americana to the extent that they're now including the public thrashing of the narco Fuhrer in the White House. Remember, how could we forget that wonderful moment when the big Don basically metaphorically pulled down the pants of the Bankova bandit and gave him a good old whipping. And they've put it into an opera. Of course they have. It's the Moscow Mules. What do you want from the video? Look at this. What? It's so good. Actually, it looks like Zelensky, doesn't it? Whoop. It actually does look like Zelensky. Crawling around on the floor. And of course, you can't talk about the show in the White House and debt and money and the US dollar and where it's being spent and what's it been spent on without talking about the giant, giant cargo planes full of cash that have been leaving the United States and heading to Ukraine for the last number of years. Absolutely insane amounts of money. Nobody actually really knows how much money's actually gone into this country. And guess what? Where's the money going? Well, you know what? We've had a lot of rumors. Zelensky's yacht, Zelensky's villa. We know he owns a villa in Tuscany that he can't sell. He's been a bad boy. We know that. Long before the war, this phase of the war began in 2022, Zelensky was involved in a thing called the Pandora Papers. That's right. He was offshoring tons of money, and much more than he seemed to be earning with his pals, Mr. Yermak and all the other clowns that used to run his TV production company. Now, the latest report is from an outlet in the UAE, and they are suggesting, and they've released information that suggests Mr. Zelensky has decided to buy his old mom a little present. And where are you going to buy mom an old present? A box of chocolates? Maybe a bunch of flowers? No. What are you going to do? You're going to buy her an apartment in the Burj Khalifa. I shit you not. At least that's what the boys in the Middle East are saying. Run the video, Augie.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has reportedly purchased a luxury apartment in Dubai's iconic Burj Khalifa as a birthday gift for his mother, Rima Zelenska. According to Al-Sharuq.com, the property, located on the 11th floor of the world's tallest building, was acquired on September 16th.
You don't want to fall out that window.
Coinciding with Zelenska's 74th birthday, the two-bedroom, 2,000-square-foot apartment is part of the exclusive Armani Residence, fully furnished by fashion icon Giorgio Armani. Public records from the Dubai Land Department confirm the sale price, 11.8 million dirhams,
it's a serious thing,
roughly $3.2 million.
Unreal. Unreal. Now, when you're stealing millions, maybe billions, and, you know, your country's in shit. You've lost more than 20% of your territory. A million people are under the ground. Everything you promised you'd do back in 2019, you haven't done. You've actually made it the complete opposite. End the war? No. Attack corruption? No. Completely going to increase both. The country's in shit. It's a death of 1,000 cuts for Ukraine. So what are you going to do? Well, you got to kind of try and manufacture plausibility by being a man of the people, right, Augie? Get out and about. Where would you go? Let's go to a little bookstore. Completely randomly pick a little venue. I'm going to walk in and just so happen to bump into somebody and buy a little booklet. Oh, yes, I might just do a bit of reading because I'm a very cultured man, you know. Yes, I don't play the piano with my cock, do I? Anyway, run the video, Augie.
Look at this. Zelensky is so much a man of the people that the poor grandma doesn't even recognize who is behind him.
Yeah.
And here's how it looked in reality. Two rows of guards around him.
This looks like a very popular man, you know, doesn't it? Like two levels of goons surrounding him. Why aren't those dudes in Pokrovsk or out in Donbass? They'd be better off out there, right? Instead of sending some old grandfather from the village who's going to run away or be shot in the back by his own men before running away. Why are those heroes guarding the 4'2" narco Fuhrer? Interesting question. And what's really sad about this is, of course, these are human stories. These are real people, fathers, brothers, sons, getting killed, families being shattered and destroyed. I mean, it's an absolute horror story. It really is. And Augie has dug out a very poignant video of a graduation day where usually kids would dance with their boyfriends or their dads maybe or their granddads, in a celebration. Check out what they have to dance with now in Ukraine. Really, really, really spooky stuff. Run the video, Augie. And of course, it is all doom and gloom, but it's not doom and gloom for everybody. Some people manage to get out of Ukraine. They either spend their entire family's savings to pay up to $20,000 to escape from Zelensky's meat grinder. Can you imagine that? That's a lot of money in Ukraine. And some people decide to take on the job themselves, trying to swim across the River Tisa, which divides Romania and Ukraine. A lot of people dead. Barbed wire, minefields, drone patrols. But they don't get everybody. And we wish the very best to every brave soul that manages to make the jump. Right, Augie?
Exactly. We wish you all to get out of Ukraine.
Run the video.
So the guy has to cross mountains, rivers, all the kinds of dangers to escape the bastion of democracy in Europe.
It's insane, isn't it? And this is completely absent from the Western media. Nobody will publish this. They've been told, don't publish this. Ukraine is a democracy. Ukraine is a freedom-loving center for liberty, freedom. It's absolutely insane. It's an open-air prison. Now, as Ukraine runs out of human ammunition, literally human ammunition, to fight their losing war against Russia. Remember, Russia is advancing at a pace much, much faster than they've ever done on the front, village after village, town after town. Despite all the bullshit, all the attacks, all the drone stuff, all the PR victories for Ukraine, Russia's winning on the ground. Now, remember we told you about Ukraine trying to buy human life by giving kids between the ages of 18 and 24, 25, younger men, a chance to join the army for like essentially $20,000. They measured it in cheeseburgers. Remember that stuff? Only about 500 people have actually taken the bait, because it is bait, trying to tell kids to go and die for the narco-fuhrer for $20,000, which they don't get until they actually get back from the front, by the way, and most of them don't, probably. And we've even seen that several kids have died who've taken this money. So the reality is they need to get the bodies elsewhere, right? Now, who would be interested in learning how to use modern NATO weapons? Maybe a bit of engineering, maybe a bit of medical stuff. Who would you think, Augie, might need that sort of heavy level military experience?
Well, surprisingly not. It's the Colombian and Latin American mercenaries coming from guess where and coming back to guess where.
Uh-huh. So you go to Ukraine, if you survive, you get some money, right? Very poor country, Colombia, a lot of problems there. And if you come back as a veteran. And you're a veteran, and you can sell your experiences and your knowledge to the local cartel, who control big chunks of the country, right? Let's have a look at the Ukrainians basically training people who may actually end up in combat against American troops or American DEF agents. You never know. Let's have a look. Run the video, Augie.
No nos rendimos, no nos acobardamos, yeah. No huimos.
So they're getting a free ticket, right?
I don't think these guys, when they come back to Colombia, they will go to farming or work as a store owners.
Yesterday.
No way, man. These are future cartel warriors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sadly, it's a human story. Of course, many of them, I think more than 400 Colombians, are going to be staying in Ukraine, courtesy of the Russian Ministry of Defense. And again, don't take it from us. You know, always get a second source. And we've shown you before news reports of these boys trotting around with anti-tank weapons, modern NATO weapons. And we've had Spanish police complaining that these drug gangs are bringing the weapons from Ukraine into Europe. It's all going to spill over. Somebody might have warned about it in the UN. I've no idea who. Why? Let's have a look at a little video of what looks like a Browning 50 caliber heavy machine gun mounted in the back of an ordinary delivery truck. Who ordered pizza? Who ordered mass murder? Check this stuff out. Run the video, Augie.
That's Colombian drug cartel video.
Ooh, this is insane. Check this. Ingenious as well. Here we
Look, it even moves out forward.
What? Oh. Wow. That's insane, right? Well, it's all going to come. It's all coming soon to a town near you. Yeah, for real. And a few little bits of minor business that deserve a visit from the Moscow Mule's cold eye. And of course, it's June. Remember, June used to be Gay Pride Month, yeah? Oh, give us a break. Not here in Russia, thank God. But back in Europe, and they're still at it, you know, painting zebra crossings like rainbows and doing the whole thing. It'd make you puke. Now, but in the old USA, thanks to the big Don, ain't nobody going gay in June, right? Because it just shows you how much of a show it all is, okay? It's all about money and it's all about sponsorship. The big companies that usually would turn their logos on social media and put the flags up, the LGBTQ, the gays, oh man, we're gay. The gay is so good, I'm so good. I'm so happy to be gay. It'd make you sick to your stomach, okay? I don't give a what you do in your bedroom. You can the goats, the cats and the trees. You can stick whatever you like in your ass. I don't give a nobody cares, okay? Nobody cares and nobody wants to see you dancing down the street with a pink cowboy hat on with your balls hanging out, okay? I don't get a parade where I go dancing around with naked chicks, so you don't get a parade dancing around like a gay, okay? End of story. Run the video, Oggy.
Disclaimer, please do not stick cats up your ass. Never mind what she says.
It was a bit of a range of emotions this morning coming here and getting dressed for this flight.
C'est un moment historique qu'on vit aujourd'hui. J'ai trouvé ça une bonne initiative.
So, Augie, tell us what's going on here. This is a gay airplane flight. Everybody on the plane is gay. The captain.
Ma fille, une de mes quatre enfants est dans la communauté.
Dude putting the petrol in.
It's completely gay. It's a gay flight. J'ai mis mon nom tout de suite.
We are doing the first ever, now let me get that one straight because a few letters have been added to this one.
LGBTQIA+. What happens if the whole world goes gay? Where the fucking children going to come from? What's going to happen? If we're all bumming each other, okay, where are we going to get the kids? We're doomed. Already there's not enough people in any country. The population is collapsing. So what will we do? I've got a plan. Let's celebrate being gay so you can't have any kids at all. It's the turkeys are voting for Christmas. What is this? Huggy, help. What's going on?
I'm sure you can always find kids on the Epstein Island.
You know where you can always buy kids? In Ukraine. It's the biggest seller of surrogate babies is actually Ukraine. That was long before, you know, Uncle Vlad came in and killed everybody. No, those motherfuckers have been selling babies like hotcakes for absolute decades, bro. So, friends, that brings us to the end of another Moscow Mules and another rant by your favorite TV host, Shay Boz. Listen, we have no problem with the gays. Like I say, we like the gays. Lots of gay people here in Russia, lots of gay people all around the world. Just do your thing, do it in private, and keep it all to yourself. Don't try to tell us what to do. We're not going to try and tell you what to do. So let's move on. Guess who else is trying to tell people what to do? The globalists, the war hawks. Every time they see this schism widening the White House, guess who's going to pump themselves into that gap? Yeah, pardon the pun. It's not going to be the global homo, but the global homo are a part of it. It's the movement to continue war and conflict, okay? That's what this is all about. All the initial hope, flush of spring joy that we saw when Mr. Trump trotted into the White House and we thought the war will end in 24 hours. Did anyone ever believe that? Come on, give me a break. What's happening now isn't happening by accident. When you're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars, the most powerful men on earth, nothing happens by accident. But Augie and I are going to be here, same time, same place next week to cast a cold eye on the goings on. So for now, until then, I'll see you all soon. Mind yourselves.